Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the show today, Greg Warren talk, cicadas, and Josh is fat. We'll hear all that coming up right after this.
Hi, Jess Hooker here.
And I'm Chick McGee. Remember the Off the Air podcast?
I do.
We're back.
What?
That's right. It's on the Bob and Tom VIP section of the Bob and Tom, BobandTom.com.
Yeah.
Just hook yourself up with the VIP and wham, there you've got video of the show in the morning. You've got all the Bob and Tom 24/7 goodies and you get the Off the Air podcast.
Yeah. And you can sign up monthly or you can sign up yearly and save money.
Try it out. And then, of course, you're going to sign up you and your friends for the rest of your life. So do it now.
Yeah. Gift it.
Hey, you like a pizza? Sure. Everybody likes a pizza. This is a Tony Rotts. My paparazzi pizza has been delivering the fastest pizzas to surprised customers for over 10 years. But now, I've got a brand new business to tell you about. You know, sometimes you don't want a whole pizza. You're not so hungry. And maybe you want just a slice, right? But you can't bake just one slice of pizza at a time. What are you going to do? Here's what you're going to do. Come on over and invest your pizza budget money in a Ponzi pizza.
That's right.
At a Ponzi pizza. Uh-huh. You give us all your pizza money, and we'll give you back a piece of a delicious Ponzi pizza anytime you want.
Nice.
I guarantee it.
Pizza slice availability is not guaranteed.
See, Ponzi Pizza is a food investment network. It's only for powerful people with over $1 million in pizza money. Uh-huh. We give all that money to our pizza chef, Bernie. That Bernie, he's cooked up a pretty exciting idea.
I'll bet.
I'm Chef Bernie. Listen, investing your pizza dollar is complicated. There's ingredients to purchase, labor costs, delivery charges, lawyer's fees, offshore accounting expenses, security for my Manhattan apartment. It all adds up. You ask me where the pizza money is? Look, I don't know where it is. You know I've never been good with numbers. But if you need a slice of pizza, I'll give you a slice of pizza. Just stop bitching, come by, have a nice hot slice of Ponzi pizza. All right, and then go tell all your rich friends to give me their pizza money, too. Uh-huh. The Ponzi pizza, it's a brilliant idea. Just listen to the satisfied client here.
$1 million buy-in seemed kind of pricey at first. But Chef Bernie explained that it would put me in a very exclusive class of pizza clientele.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't resist. He had me hook, line, and sinker. It's great pizza. I'm having trouble lately getting Chef Bernie to return my calls, but I still get a slice of pizza every now and then.
Oh, nice.
So that's nice.
Uh-huh.
Thanks, Ponzi Pizza.
You're welcome. Hey, stop by one of our many Ponzi Pizza locations, conveniently located in a closed bank building near you. Just look for the big pyramid pizza logo with the disappearing dollar sign on it. And if you mention you heard this commercial, when you give us your money, we give you a sucker.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Welcome back to the program. It's not just any show, it's the Bob and Tom Show. Back in the rails after visiting with comedian Greg Warren. Greg's new special, Where the Field Corn Grows, highly recommended on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to talk to Greg again tomorrow.
Great. Cool.
See what's going on with Greg. I have an odd relationship with Greg. We're both big fans of iced tea.
And crossword puzzles.
Oh, yeah.
Notice nice. I didn't even ask him about it.
I noticed. Yeah. Congratulations.
And whenever I have iced tea at a certain restaurant, I take a picture of it and send it to Greg.
It's that
just
bright.
Our thing. Yeah,
well, I'm sure he hates that.
Lucky Greg.
Yeah, man,
he loves it. He'll text me and go, "Yeah, Tom just texted me a T."
Oh, really?
That's nice. Terrific. That's right?
Well, it's because I've taken ownership.
What a couple of lunatics.
Because he mentioned this Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah,
which I enjoy the Cheesecake Factory very much. Enjoy their food very much. However, back in the day, they used to always say when you'd order iced tea, "Oh, by the way, you know our tea is flavored."
Right. There was a giant guilty-inducing yes. explanation.
And I would always go, "I hate flavored tea. I think it should be illegal and shut this place down." But now they have real tea.
Yeah.
So I feel that my complaining about it may have brought that on. That's why I always send pictures of the tea.
Yeah, see, but you truly believe that.
Mm-hmm. No, you shouldn't just...
You're taking credit for...
Right.
No, I'm just saying I'm glad Never that mind. Someone... I mean, they've got a menu that's as thick as the Bible. They can
well,
at least
they have everything.
Regular tea.
Chick, you know
and how... And they do.
You know how in Forrest Gump, how he indirectly affects historical events?
Oh, yeah.
My dad thinks he does that with everything.
With everything. I had that idea. Oh, I knew about that. Oh, I knew about all that. Yep, I did that. I had it first. Yep.
That's totally false.
That's... why would we make that up?
Why else would I send pictures of iced tea to Greg Warren?
I don't know.
Because you're a lunatic?
So now I'm going back to the Cheesecake Factory because they have regular tea.
Well,
although one place I go just switched their iced tea, and it was a huge mistake.
Uh-oh.
Their new tea is terrible.
Really?
And I'm sure you've told them that.
I didn't have to. The waitress told me.
Once again, can you imagine
she didn't like the tea?
No, she said, "Hey, they've switched tea, and it's terrible." And I said, "I can tell. That's why I'm not drinking any of it." So anyway.
Was that at Sorry to Bother You? I know you eat there
a
lot.
No.
Oh, okay.
That was at Kelly's favorite place, so I have to go anyway. So where were we? Are we going to get some news out of Christy Lee or not?
Well, I teased the story, but now, Chick, should I go with it? I'm a little nervous.
No, I
need to hear it now.
Yeah, go ahead.
TMZ is reporting, and they're the only ones at this point, is an exclusive, that the great Carl Reiner has died at the age of 98.
Oh, no.
Yeah, man.
I know.
Well, he's 98.
Yeah,
of course.
It was bound to happen.
The best of the best.
Mel Brooks is next.
Mel just had his birthday. They were together 2 days ago celebrating his birthday.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. So, according to TMZ, it was Monday night he passed away at his Beverly Hills home, surrounded by family. That's all I know at this point.
Ah, what a genius.
Super sad.
Yeah.
Now, those great episodes of the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Sure.
Had the toupee, and then he'd have it off. Nobody. What a great guy.
And a good director. Directed a lot of classic comedies.
Was in The Jerk.
Yeah, directed it.
Successfully sued Steve Martin in The Jerk.
With the glasses.
That's
more than 400 credits to his name, 9 Emmys. I mean, it's just...
What a wonderful wonderful icon.
Oh, what's that? What?
And if I'm wrong, I apologize. I'm just reporting what TMZ has passed along.
Well, do we have anything of a light nature? How about the sex craze? What are they?
I was getting ready to say sex-crazed cicadas.
Is it cicada or what did you say?
It's a cicada.
Cicadas.
No.
Cicada sounds like something you'd have for lunch at a Taco Bell.
I'm pretty sure it's cicada.
Oh, have you gotten the cicada supreme?
Oh, yeah. That's sour cream makes.
Wasn't there a thing... that when we had the last gigantic cicada invasion, people were eating them?
Yeah.
In ice cream.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, they had cicada ice cream.
Put them in the freezer, and you can fry them up.
Ugh.
Yeah.
They're
popcorn.
Disgusting.
Well, that's going to be the future, you know.
Yes,
I know.
It's going
to be a government mandate that you can't have cow's milk or eat meat.
So you have to eat bugs?
It'll all be bugs and...
Millions of cicadas are emerging across Virginia, West Virginia, and North Carolina after hibernating underground for 17 years.
Nature's popcorn.
Scientists theorize cicadas spend a prime number of years underground, 13 or 17 years, depending on the species.
They keep you regular, too.
To avoid syncing up with predators. But this year, cicadas have an even bigger thing to worry about above surface. A hallucinogenic fungus that turns them into sex-crazed zombies. What is this?
What?
Keep reading.
How did they find this out?
The fungus, called Massospora cicadidinia, invades the cicada.
Cicadidinia, of course, is the island near Crete.
There was a plague there.
Cicadina? What do you want to call it?
Yeah, you got it right the second time. Cicadina.
Cicadina involves the cicada and causes its abdomen to slide off.
Oh,
the cicadas enter a zombie-like state, driven to mate with anything they can find.
Uh-oh.
But their efforts are fruitless because the fungus has eaten away their butts and genitals.
This is as bizarre a thing.
Isn't that great?
Isn't that great?
No.
Said the lunatic who came up with the story.
I mean, this is a riff.
The cicadas have been asleep underground for 17 years.
Yes.
They burrow up. And they missed out on so many things. Like now they've learned about the popularity of rimming.
Oh,
did you just say that?
Wild. Completely
okay.
Wild.
All right. It is completely wild. Yeah. And evidently, I mean, it's okay for us to talk about rimming.
Insane.
All
I mean,
right.
The fungus insane. Hasn't gotten their tongues.
They don't know about the iPhone. They don't know about the iPhone yet. They don't know about anything.
No.
The Kardashians probably weren't famous when they went underground.
Man.
Wow. Sex craze cicadas.
Yes.
Isn't that great?
17 years ago. And I think the big cicadas are next year.
Is it next? Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
The other one for the rest of the country?
Yep.
Yeah.
It depends where you are. I remember the last time it happened here, in certain places, it was so loud.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd walk across places, it would look like someone had just thrown them all over the floor or over the grass. Remember how loud it was?
Yes.
Sure.
Remember how bad? Oh, yeah.
I remember by who I was married to, and it was a despotic regime. And I was trying to mow the yard, and boy, oh, boy.
One of the angriest I've seen chick is we had a light cicada.
Oh, yeah, very light. We were videoing.
And you had a tree that was full of it. And chick was standing under the tree, and I reached up and shook a limb.
And I made a sound like a teenage girl.
He sure did. Yeah.
One
boy, they attacked him. Yeah.
Yep.
And he legitimately screamed.
Yep, wow. I did. They dig the chickster. Get my hair. Get my hair, Tom.
So where is it? West Virginia, Virginia?
And North Carolina.
Okay.
But next year for most of the countries.
Yeah.
Ugh. Okay.
I don't mind them. They don't. I mean, they're kind of creepy, but they don't get really good.
They look like big, beefed up grasshoppers.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Would you eat?
They do.
Would you eat one?
Depends on how it was prepared.
Really? Fry it up?
Yeah, I'd probably eat a fried.
Deep fried.
No, you take your Lazy Susan, spin it over to the chocolate, and go for it.
No, I don't think I'd do chocolate.
Oh, my God.
Ranch. There's another one.
Ranch.
There's another
ranch.
One.
That was two.
A little Frank's Red Hot. And
what do you got there on the Lazy Susan?
Top
three.
Sure, I got my Hershey syrup.
Hershey syrup.
I got my marshmallow cream.
Right? Your Frank's Red Hot.
Yeah, my Frank's Red Hot. I got some.
Now, this is the breakfast, Lazy Susan.
This is funny. Why? Ketchup? Any ketchup?
Now for my, I've got my sausage gravy crock. Yeah, just a little crock there.
Wow. Speaking of food.
Say just a second, though. I want to.
So fat. I'm so fat. I'm the fattest. I am fat.
Wait, Dad, what was the song
Cream
you played
cheese,
earlier?
Cheese, a little dried ham.
Oh,
you know,
God.
Yeah.
What was the song you played earlier to make fun of Josh for being fat?
What now?
Earlier, I said that we need to have some sort of song that we can.
It was the banjo strum.
And I was going to say. I was worried. I was wondering why it wasn't a tuba. You did a banjo strum to rub it in. Not only. Did you want to rub in the dead dad thing? Is that what you were doing?
Oh.
No, you just inadvertently did.
No, I thought that he did earlier. I thought that he played it, and I go, why would you not do a tuba? And then I thought, because he wanted to be extra mean.
I'm sorry, guys, I said anything. We all can rub it in with Josh. Just wait your turn.
How about this? after the next fat joke. That's kind of a uplifting, like, we'll be back with more after this. That kind of thing.
Yep.
Boop, 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 boop.
Okay. Now,
when you walk in and I'm...
Do you have a Lazy Susan?
I have a Lazy Susan in one of my cabinets.
I do, too.
It's like a corner cabinet that you can...
I have that.
Okay, now are you a ketchup in the fridge or ketchup not in the fridge guy?
Ketchup in the fridge.
Okay, how about the peanut butter?
It's pantry. Yeah, no.
Okay,
you can't leave it in the
room temperature peanut butter.
Fridge, you can't spread cold peanut butter.
Right.
Okay. This can start arguments everywhere. How about mayonnaise? You like to leave it out in the sun?
No. That's where it should be, my nightstand.
Okay, top three condiments on your nightstand.
Top three condiments on a nightstand. You got your hot fudge. I got my eel sauce. That's right.
Oh, yeah, you got
your mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Yeah, there it is. How about some honey mustard?
Nobody's better than me. Nobody's better than me.
I eat,
that's all I do. I eat and jerk it, and I jerk it and eat.
Eat and jerk and eat.
Family's ashamed.
And
my doctors are scared.
About, thinking about rimming. Eating and jerking and rimming.
Fat masturbator.
fatty, fat.
Marshmallow rimming. That's what I like to do to women.
Oh,
Okay. What is going on?
That's twice you right. use that
Take them panties off and put the salami on.
We are changing the subject.
Like Strap on pegged. The pepperoni.
Peg, peg, peg. Peg me, peg me, peg me. Now.
Peg me with a breadstick. Peg me with a breadstick. I'm all so right. sad.
Pilgrim's Pride is recalling about 59,800 pounds of chicken nuggets.
Well, that's the story for me. That's so what fat. I eat it, what, every morning. 4 minutes it takes me.
The recall taking place because the chicken breast nuggets may be, quote, contaminated with extraneous materials, specifically flexible rubber material, according to officials. What, somebody
what brand?
This is Pilgrim's Pride. Did somebody drop a spatula in the bowls? What's going on?
They probably. This is why you don't hire clowns. They have those rubber chickens. Probably dropped one in there.
How is that a good name for a food product? Pilgrim. You know what makes me think of 1620?
Chicken nugget.
So chicken nugget. Yeah. Okay. Pilgrim's Pride.
Oh, well, rubber in them. Gosh.
Christie's probably, it's probably something fairly mundane.
Yeah, probably like a big spatula.
It's also, if the sad thing is probably it's like one spatula, so they have to shelve 59,000 of them, whatever you said. Oh, boy, that's, I feel much better now. Thank you, Josh.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah,
I can breathe again.
Good
Lord. They got the cicada hunt, the legendary.
No one's better than me.
I like the fact that we spontaneously rhymed women and rimmin. Very proud of that. I had no idea that was coming. Wow. Coming up, though, we do have Today in History.
Yes.
I got a couple things there we got to get to.
Hey.
And do you have the iPhone 12 thing?
I do.
This is sort of interest if you're an iPhone person.
Yes, if you are. The rumor is the Apple's iPhone 12 will not come with a charger. The revelation comes from Mr. Ming-Chi Kuo, according to the Mac Rumors website.
Is that Mr. Ming-Chi?
I think it's Mr. Kuo. Mr. Kuo said Apple will release a new 20-watt power adapter as an optional accessory and cease production of its existing 5-watt and 18-watt power adapters later this year.
If you have that 18-watt adapter, it charges an iPhone in like 20 minutes.
Yeah. The iPhone 12 will also reportedly lack wired earbuds or ear pods that have been included with the iPhone since its original launch. The only thing Apple will include is a USB-C to Lightning cable.
Oh.
Whether or not Apple will launch its iPhone 12 line in September, though, is still completely up in the air.
But, Chick, do you want to go with me on this one?
Yeah.
No matter what it is, we will get one.
Oh, yeah, we're going to get one. I'm due. Yeah.
You're due already?
I've got the 10. I've got the 10. I skipped over the 11.
Oh, the 11's, the 11's got a better camera.
That's I usually wait about four generations or so.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
When they release whatever it is that keeps my phone from working properly, then I have to go buy
it. That's exactly what I had to
He's
do.
He's kidding.
No, I'm not.
Hey,
Huawei.
Dear Apple. He's kidding. He's just kidding. Cut that out.
Okay. Josh, Top Shelf, do you know how sometimes when you go to grocery stores, they put things like at eye level?
Yeah.
That's the stuff that they want you to buy the most.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Open up your fridge. What's the thing you can grab the easiest? Top three things within reach for you when you open your fridge.
In all honesty,
yes.
The Brita pitcher.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That is right there.
Okay.
Now, what's in that?
Water, you tool.
Gravy. No, what's in that, Josh?
God.
Filtered gravy.
I hate water. I hate water.
Au jus. Of course, why wouldn't it be au jus?
Yeah.
It'd be nice cold gravy.
You think I'm drinking coffee? This is roast beef drippings.
Fatty fat.
Okay, so I'm sorry.
Nobody's got more fat than me. On my body.
What else is in there? Right there at eye level. You open
right
up
there
fridge.
At eye level. I usually keep my meat at eye
level. Wow.
At eye level.
You keep your meat so you can keep an eye on it, right?
Yeah. It's usually the fruit and vegetables
are
below your meat, right?
They're in the garage.
Gathering dust.
You know, they're out in the shed in the backyard. I really don't.
And I now come home with those. I put them right in the trash can.
Okay. Now our new out cue is.
Oh, there you go.
Real nice.
Yep.
Well, that was fun.
Was it fun?
That was
fun,
mean-spirited.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
John brings his skewed sense of humor. Jeff brings tips to cut strokes off your next round. Together, it's those weekend golf guys.
They'll pay a lot of money to PXG and Titleist and Callaway and on and on and on, right? How many yards do you think you're going to pick up with that extra driver? I think I can get an extra 5 to 10. What if I give you 15 to 20? Can you pay me more?
Jeff Smith, right? Teaches on the sliding scale.
Those weekend golf guys, the podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.